Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Man, is it me or is this stage just flying by?
It's flying.
It's going fast. What a beautiful day, by the way. Took the dog for a walk today.
It's my new favorite song.
The leaves are gorgeous.
Oh my gosh, the red maples in my neighborhood are absolutely stunning right now.
I think this is peak fall foliage
for
the metro. I was flying in on Monday and we took a different route than I'm used to come in.
Yeah.
And we came in from the southeast and dropped down and flew right over the city, and you could just see all of these gorgeous colors.
I bet.
This is the week. Like, this is the week, and then next week I think they start to fall.
When are you guys going to meet at First Cafeteria for your fall foliage tour?
We probably should have an annual fall foliage.
Foliage.
Can we come up with a new word, please? Because I don't like foliage.
It's foliage.
It's a stupid word, and I don't like it.
I just like to say foliage.
You need to go to New England.
Oh, I'm a leaf peeper. I am adding that to my 51-year-old repertoire, right with the McDonald's oatmeal.
I have never been to New England.
Oh.
Let me tell you. I sound like a wrestler from the 80s. Let me tell you something. What?
Nothing. Go ahead.
Sam, what were you going to say?
I was going to say, she keeps mispronouncing 51-year-old era when she means to say 71-year-old era with the way that she's acting.
So I had never been to New England before, and we went in 2021.
Okay. Did you spend a weekend there?
I did spend a weekend in New England.
Okay.
Thank you, Barry Manilow.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Very 80s preppy movie kind of thing.
So
a weekend in New England.
We went to New Hampshire, and we were on this lake. I mean, the lakes in New England are crystal clear. You can see the bottom. You can see the bottom of the lake. They're that clear.
I am embarrassed to say that I've never been to New England, but I do love me some Barry Manilow. And Carrie went with her mother 2 years ago. I want to go look at the leaves in all of the towns where the Bushes lived and the Kennedys lived, and
that's Massachusetts.
The Kennebunkports and the Hyannisports.
No, you want to go to New Hampshire because that's the path less traveled.
You can hit them all, Scott.
Or Vermont,
yeah.
Or upstate New York.
You don't want to go to Kennebunkport or Hyannisport. You want to go to the places less traveled.
What
you
want to
find
said,
a little Airbnb, B&B. Up in Vermont,
What Carrie said, Dan, was you could go and look at New England and leaves for a week and still want to be there longer. She said, I would not do a weekend in New England. She said, I would do a week. Rent a car.
Whatever you do, bring your portable charger for your life alert, okay?
Right.
I don't want that to die on you.
You know, Sam, stop. Stop it.
I'm sorry that I appreciate nature at my mature age.
There's nothing old about going up to New England.
They have entire leaf peeping tours for people our age, Scott.
So
they ain't selling that to those in their 20s.
And it's a 55 and up community.
It is on the AARP circuit.
Okay.
Can't wait. I'm leaning all in. I'm leaning all into my old age.
I would recommend that you fly into Manchester, New Hampshire. Is it Manchester? Is that right?
I believe so, yes.
Yeah. Fly into Manchester, rent a car.
Yeah.
And drive about an hour and a half away. And it's like Minnesota is, you know, the state of 10,000 lakes or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
New Hampshire is the same way. There are lakes everywhere. And just get a little Airbnb or a hotel on the lake.
Come in.
It is some of the most beautiful country really I have ever seen.
It's gorgeous up there. It's really pretty. So foliage season is now.
Yep.
When does soup season start?
Well, I don't.
When does it end?
When does it end?
Take some clam chowder if you don't mind.
Talking about AARP.
You know, and then maybe next year we hit the cherry blossom festival. I don't know if we'll have time.
I don't know.
A lot of retiree activities.
In all seriousness, this sounds really fun.
If you spend a weekend in New England.
Sam, it really is. It's beautiful if you go up there.
For real. If you spent a weekend in New England and ran into Barry Manilow, would you not just die?
Of course I would. But Sam, listen, I'll take a lecture on looking at
Mr. UP.
Yeah, I'm from the UP of Michigan.
I was just about to say that my first trip to UP was in late October.
Oh.
And we spent, well,
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Because there was a 48-hour gale and we couldn't do anything because there were 60-mile-an-hour straight-line winds for 48 straight hours, we just drove around the forest leaf peeping. It was awesome.
Look at you.
Yeah.
Look at you throwing stones.
So where do you get off? Making fun of us.
There's a lot of outdoor activities up in New England.
There certainly is.
A lot of hiking, a lot of strolling.
The difference is I don't sound as old when I say it.
No, I'm drinking wine and looking at leaves.
FIFA is out. FIFA is out with the three hotels that they would like for whichever teams end up here in Kansas City.
Okay.
Where they would like for them to stay.
Okay, let me guess.
Okay.
The Lowe's.
Nope.
What's the one by Arrowhead?
Not the, Coco Key.
The Aramark or whatever it's called?
Wait a minute. The Lowe's isn't on the list?
No.
The President.
You're thinking the Adams Mark.
Adams Mark. That's what I meant. Yeah.
The President.
You. No. By the way, one of them.
Where you stay when you come here?
One of them is not in Kansas City proper.
Don't America's tell me the A-Loft. In?
What?
Why would you not put them up in the Lowe's or the President?
Dana,
well, wait until you hear the ones they did pick. They're not cheap.
Have you seen the prices at the Lowe's?
Yes.
Yeah, it's extraordinarily expensive for people coming for a few weeks.
Okay.
Think for two of them, think downtown. And for one of them, think not in Kansas City.
The first one listed is one of the most expensive hotels in the city.
Wait, I've been there. It's where you go to get drinks in the Crossroads, and they've got that great bar upstairs.
No, that is false. No,
the Kansas City Hotel is not on the list.
Hotel Kansas City is on the list.
That's what I meant.
That's at 12th and Baltimore. That's not in the Crossroads.
I love Hotel Kansas City.
I believe Hotel Kansas City is also the one that has the Nighthawk in the basement, a former speakeasy.
You guys need to go there and have a drink at the bar, except you, Scott. It is a lovely place to hang out.
Now, this is for the fans of the teams that come.
No.
This is for the people.
These are team hotels.
The athletes.
Oh, for the team.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, and not a base camp for fans.
No.
Oh. And in fact, they're recommending that the teams rent out the entire hotel while they're here.
Yes.
So that their fans are not in that hotel. So Hotel Kansas City, 12th and Baltimore, yes. Keep in mind, one of them is not in Kansas City.
Well, that would say to me, Overland Park or Leawood.
No, not even close.
KCK.
Oh, I got you. Is it the Eldridge and Lawrence?
No, it is not the Eldridge and Lawrence.
Oread?
Yes.
Bingo.
The Oread at 12th and Oread in Lawrence, right next to the KU campus.
In Lawrence?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Do they realize that's another city?
They're going to be there, too.
What they're doing they're opening up a practice facility in Lawrence.
In Lawrence.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So that's why they're saying, why don't you guys stay in Lawrence?
Makes sense now.
All right. There's one left. It is a very expensive hotel. The Savoy.
Oh, the Savoy. Okay, absolutely. Love it.
On West 9th Street.
I downtown. Remain shocked the President is not on that list, but okay.
So the three hotels that FIFA is recommending that whatever teams we end up getting,
yeah,
that they stay there is the Savoy.
Good.
Hotel Kansas City.
Good.
And the Oread in Lawrence.
So these are the national teams from whatever country it's going to be.
And, and we won't know until December.
So they've got funding.
Okay. Speaking of how old are we? We had mentioned yesterday that I have started watching Wheel of Fortune again, which goes with the birding and the oatmeal at McDonald's and the leaf peeping. And Scott, a funny thing happened overnight. Someone reached out to me that I had asked a couple of years ago to come on the program.
Yeah.
And she said to me, oh my gosh, this got lost in my spam folder. I didn't even see this. Would you still like me to come on and talk to you guys? And I said, yes, 100%. She has called in. You do not know anything about this interview. However,
do I know who she is?
You do not. She had a big moment in the spotlight with one Pat Sajak.
Oh.
And we will talk with her as soon as we come back.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.